It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf. Today is Groundhog Day. And the big one, Punxsutawney Phil. Okay, that's down in Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, he lives around Philadelphia, I feel.
I'm trying to think back to the 1993 classic movie Groundhog Day. Where Bill Murray is a big city guy coming into the small town, and I think he comes in from Pittsburgh, I believe.
Could be.
But who am I to know? Who am I? I'll tell you this, though. All the other groundhogs out there,
pale in comparison.
They're like the RC Cola of groundhogs.
And there's nothing wrong with some RC Cola.
No, I know. Sometimes RC Cola is very refreshing.
Who'd be the Jolt?
Ooh, I don't know. The Jolt Cola? Well, that would probably just be Punxsutawney Phil if they gave him meth.
Okay.
That would be the Jolt.
Let's just say, though, we don't condone feeding meth to groundhogs.
Well, I mean, I'm not against it. That's less meth for humans to do,
I guess, if you look at it that way.
You gotta look at the positives.
But you know what? I bet you groundhogs don't even know what meth is.
And isn't that a shame?
Chad and Evan Daly.
Yesterday, I sat down and I watched that documentary on the Netflixes.
Which one? Because there's a lot on there, Chad.
Called The Greatest Night in Pop, and it's all about the recording of We Are the World back in 1985.
I watched the preview for this the other day, and it looks fantastic, so I think we're going to sit down and watch that one tonight.
Now, kids, if you're new to the world, you may not know of this song. It's called We Are the World. And it's when all of the greatest singers in the world got together, 40 of them, got together in a room and sang this song for famine in Africa.
In one night.
One night. And we're talking like, you know, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen. The list goes on. Huey Lewis. It's a big, big list. And the whole idea of it is crazy. Here's what I learned while I watched this. I don't want to give it all away because I want you to watch it. It really is great, especially if you're a music lover. You got to see it. But Lionel Richie is a workaholic. Did not realize how much work he put into that. Michael Jackson, also a workaholic and genius, by the way.
Yeah.
Creepy, but a genius. And Bob Dylan, super awkward. Super awkward dude.
Oh, yeah.
And Waylon Jennings does not take anybody's crap.
And everyone knows that about Waylon.
It was so funny. I will give that away. At one point in the recording process, which, by the way, started at 10 o'clock at night, ended at 8 o'clock in the morning. At one point, Waylon Jennings just goes, nah, I ain't having this. Gets up and walks out. And nobody stops him. He's just like, nah.
Classic Waylon, hey?
I'm gone. I'm done.
So that's a recommendation that you're giving us to watch this weekend.
Again, it is called The Greatest Night in Pop. It's on Netflix. It's about an hour and a half long. It's not going to take much of your night. And it is. It's really great.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Today is Groundhog Day throughout North America. Wyarton Willie, Balzac Billy. The list goes on. Punxsutawney Phil is, of course, the big one. Shubenacadie Sam is already made, not the prediction, I guess, but Shubenacadie Sam waddled out of her tiny barn this morning, which sounds sexual, but it's not. Shubenacadie Sam, by the way, Nova Scotia, just in case you're wondering, and could not see her shadow.
Oh,
so that means that's good. They say that means an early spring.
Gobbler's Knob.
And they're about to bring did they bring the groundhog out and eat it yet? Isn't that what they do?
Yeah, they sacrifice the groundhog.
Yeah, every year
the gods.
They bring out the groundhog and they throw it into a fire.
Yeah,
which I think is inhumane.
So do I. I can't believe that they would do something like that.
I do not condone that.
And it depends on how loud it squeals.
Horrible. This is not true. Don't do that. That's horrible. I mean, luckily the groundhog's on meth, so it's not a huge
right. They don't feel it.
That's not true. We are joking.
Like, they're like fish.
We are kidding. All in jest.
And it just depends whether it's black or white smoke that comes out of the chimney.
That is
Chad and Evan Daly.
Oh, you could go to the old Hudson's Bay there and see Zellers. You know?
Yeah.
Can you go, this ain't the same.
It's not the same. It doesn't smell like liver and onions.
No. It's not the same.
Well, this is starting in Toronto. And it might make its way out west, sucka.
Yeah.
In Toys R Us, HMV is making a comeback.
HMV?
Yeah. What did HMV stand for?
Holy man.
Huge, massive volcanoes?
I don't know what HMV actually did stand for. That's a good question.
You know who might know?
Who? Sam
Dr.
Recordman?
Google.
Oh. Anyway. HMV was good. HMV was, I've spent many hours in HMV.
Oh, yeah.
Flipping through
his master's voice.
No.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah, it's the name of the painting.
I would go in there and I would put on the headphones and listen to the albums on the wall. Like they would
They'd even be nice enough to open up a new album for you.
Sure, if you really wanted to hear it.
Maybe an older one, right?
You'd be like, hey,
I think I want to listen to this one.
Hey, I think this Crazy Town band is real good. I'd like to give them a listen.
I never owned that album.
Oh, I sure did.
Yeah, you strike me as a big Crazy Town kind of guy.
Big time. Big time. I celebrate all their hits. You know, Butterfly, and then that song, Butterfly.
What's the lead singer's name again?
Butterfly is his name.
Oh, is that... They named the song after him?
Shifty Shellshock.
Oh, right. Shifty Shellshock. He's kind of...
I can't believe you.
He's just like the groundhogs in the meth.
He sure is.
Right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
HMV, though, coming back. So are they going to be selling these... Are they going to be selling CDs?
CDs nuts.
vinyl,
CDs, other paraphernalia.
Chad and Evan Daily.
The big movie in theaters this weekend will be Argyle.
What movie is that?
The one with Henry Cavill and Samuel L. Jackson's in it, Bryan Cranston, Dua Lipa. It's a spy movie, you see.
Oh.
So that'll be the big one everybody's
talking about. You got a big crush for that Dua Lipa girl, eh?
You leave me alone.
Chad's leave me alone.
Yeah, you leave me alone. But the big movie news yesterday was some new propaganda being released by Warner Brothers about the new Beetlejuice movie.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So we now have a release date, September 6th of this year.
Yeah, they went month, day, year. I was hoping it was going day, month, year, which is the real way to do it. But
right. Because that would have been your birthday.
Would have been my birthday.
But it's all a lie.
Beetlejuice on my birthday.
So it's not going to be called Beetlejuice 2. It will be called Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say it three times, then he appears.
So does that make you think there will be a trilogy then?
Maybe. Because then it'll be called Beetlejuice. Well, I can't say it.
Don't say it.
No, because he'll show up in our studio.
The release date isn't new, though. They have talked about it being released.
But they've got a poster out now with the
release. They do have the poster with the little beetle on it and everything.
Yeah.
It has the same people.
Yeah, it'll be directed by Tim Burton.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Johnny Depp will be in there somewhere.
Maybe. Michael Keaton will be returning as Beetlejuice. Winona Ryder will be in there shoplifting items.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara as her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny Ortega is now also
Jenna.
In it. Whatever her name is, I don't really care. Willem Dafoe and Justin Theroux.
Right.
Also rounding
Justin
out
Theroux.
The cast.
Why do I know that name?
Because he was married. Wasn't he married to Jennifer Aniston for a while?
Was he?
Yeah. He never wears shirts with sleeves. He's got a big, hates sleeves on his shirts. He's,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd recognize that guy.
Very attractive gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Willem Dafoe, very attractive troll.
Chad and Evan Daily.
I think Universal Music is making a big mistake.
Okay.
I think they're doing what a lot of businesses do. They look at short-term money over long-term money.
Right.
Universal Music, they're pulling their music from TikTok now because they don't feel they're seeing the right amount of money.
Well, I mean, TikTok does make a lot of money off of their artists.
100%.
And I think they're probably thinking mostly like the big artists, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Drake, Taylor Swift, these are Universal artists.
Yeah.
You know? So their music will no longer be featured on TikTok. But that's also, it makes or breaks hits, TikTok, now.
Well, it makes or breaks artists, like, right? Like musicians. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, I'm just going to use Talk as an example.
Yeah.
Someone that we play, because a lot of it typically is pop and right. hip-hop. But we play Talk, and without TikTok, we may not have known who Talk was.
Right. Yeah, so I don't understand why they would be so short-sighted about it. And also, I know people say, well, they're making a lot of money off of them. They should be paying. This was never an argument with MTV. When MTV first came out, it was like, oh, man, you wanted your music video on that station. Did they get a lot of money in return for it? No, but you got...
Well, they did have to pay like we pay right?
Well, yeah, but it's not a lot of money.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's
but they
not.
Still get money deposited. You think about all the radio stations that do play, say, pick a Canadian artist, doesn't matter yeah. who it is. Right? And they do make quite a bit of money at the end of the year from radio plays.
Not quite a bit.
Well, some of the bigger artists, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, more than Spotify, because Spotify pays these artists...
fraction of a penny.
Nothing. Absolutely yeah. nothing. This yeah. is why your concert tickets are so much.
Well, and that's the other thing. When you bring that up, you bring up a great point that they do make or break artists, because without TikTok, a lot of these artists wouldn't be able to sell out... I'm not going to say stadiums, but... venues like, say, the size of the Kinexus Art Center.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So that's where it does come in handy as well.
What we're saying is, don't you trash our precious TikTok.
Chad and Evan Daly.
This is an interesting story out of BC, an interesting experiment that the global news anchors did in Vancouver. And it, man, brilliant, brilliant. So all of the male news anchors all wore their own outfits, but they were the same outfit for an entire week of broadcasts. Okay?
Right. So they weren't wearing matching outfits.
No, no.
So they each wore different outfits.
That's right. They wore their own outfit, but they wore that same outfit every day for a week. So same tie, same shirt, same jacket, same pants, everything. Okay.
Okay.
And then the next week, the women wore the same outfit. Did the same thing, okay? So their own outfit, but the same outfit every day for every broadcast for a week. And they wanted to see what the reaction would be. So how many emails did they get about the men wearing the same outfit every day?
Probably not many, because it's, you know, it's tough to tell with suits, yeah, right?
Zero.
They got literally zero.
Literally zero. Nobody said anything about it. Not a thing.
Right.
As for the ladies, hundreds of emails.
Come
about
on.
The ladies wearing the same outfit every day.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
So, it does make sense, because, well, first off, yeah, guys in monkey suits, they all kind of look the same, all right?
Yeah.
Like, all suits kind of, they do, especially if they were just, and a lot of these guys I look, they're just wearing their plain black suits or plain blue suits, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
But the ladies, I mean, your outfits are a little bit more noticeable, mm-hmm. like maybe a little bit more colorful, maybe that's why, but also, you know... People are just absolutely ruthless towards women and what they wear. This is why, guys, I know for myself, I always go, do you really need this many outfits?
No.
They do. Because, like, for us, it's no big deal. I can wear the same hoodie every day. It doesn't matter, right? Like,
no.
It's like nobody just or nobody cares here. Where they might notice, but they don't care. Whatever. Who cares?
Right. I don't care. I wear the same stuff all the time. Isn't it? Someone notices. It's
right.
Like, I really don't care.
I don't care either. But for ladies, it's different. They have to have and that's not fair. It's not fair. It's.
Well, you look at, like, I know, you know, there's, there are big deals, like lots of money, Kate Middleton.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, people are very critical if she ever recycles.
Yeah.
An outfit. It's like.
Right.
So what? She's a person.
Yeah. There are some people, like celebrities, Sydney Sweeney, for instance. Might have been researching her lately, just, you know, for work purposes.
Work purposes. Yeah.
And she was actually talking about that. She said they'll go on set, they'll get totally tailored for these outfits. They are tailored for their bodies. 100% cannot be worn by anybody else because they're tailored to them. They wear them for one scene and then they just get thrown away. And these are like big time. These are expensive outfits. And they just get, because, and that's what she says. Can't I just take them home? No. No. We're going to throw them away.
Right. You can't be caught out in public wearing this outfit that you were wearing in a show.
Right.
And that's actually why, you know, the people suggest you go and you thrift shop.
Yeah.
Right? Because then they're not producing so much more clothes and everything. I've become quite a little bit of a thrifter myself.
I don't
want to
hear your thrift shop propaganda.
No. It's a good time.
I don't need to hear it.
You should see the clothes I found to go down to Phoenix.
I got to sit next to you in those clothes.
They'll be washed.
They got holes in the crotch and stuff.
So those are my actual old clothes that I'll be wearing by the trip.
Chad and Evan Daly.
People want to do whatever they can to get famous these days. And that comes with social media. Now,
eating
typically.
Tide Pods.
That is stupid, kids.
At one point.
Yeah, yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Don't.
No.
That'll kill you.
Yeah, don't do that.
Some guy with a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
He does different stupid stunts, and I forget his name, and it doesn't matter whatsoever. But he decided that he was going to take a Carolina Reaper pepper.
Like the second hottest pepper on earth.
The hottest pepper on earth was just recently released.
But Carolina Reaper was the hottest.
Was the hottest for a very long time.
Yeah.
And he decided to take this Carolina Reaper, and guess where he put it?
Not in his bum.
No.
Oh, okay.
In a bong, and then smoked it.
What?
Ripped a piece of Carolina Reaper pepper off, like off of the pepper. And he's like, oh, it's oily.
Well, yeah.
And then he puts it into the bong, and he smokes it, and instantly starts coughing and hacking, and like almost puking, and talking about how it burns.
Yeah.
It's gonna. That's damage. That will do so much damage.
Lungs?
Yeah. The idiot smoked Carolina Reaper. Like lit it on fire,
yeah,
and then inhaled,
yeah,
and then blew the smoke out. Like I don't know if he mixed it with a little bit of the devil's lettuce too,
right?
But that's like, don't do these things to get famous. It's not worth it,
right?
If it's gonna end up damaging your body in any way, except if it's stuff from like Jackass,
right? Yeah,
that was great.
I was gonna say. I was gonna say you got Steve-O. Every time he grabs a stapler, I get nervous.
Yeah.
Chad and Evan Daly.
There is a report from the National Center for Scientific Research saying it's warning that humans may be driving yet another organism to the brink, basically because this organism cannot have sex with itself.
What?
Fungi. Now, there's two good kinds of fungi.
Yeah, the guy who wears goofy Hawaiian shirts to the parties all the time and cracks jokes about, like...
I'm talking about the psychedelics.
Oh, right.
And cheese. Because let's face it, cheese is a mold and, you know, there's a fungi from it, right? So, if you love brie cheese, you may have to start rationing it now because there is a massive decline in the fungi. That is used to make brie cheese and it's leaving it on the verge of extinction. So what they're saying is that there's two different types of cheese.
Yeah.
Camembert,
yeah.
As Chad likes to call it, Camembert.
Now you were like, ooh.
Camembert.
You were like, Camembert.
That's right.
Camembert.
I'm not a big, listen, you give me old cheddar, because there is nothing better.
Sharp cheddar. Because nothing's
better.
It's
the old cheddar.
Yeah.
Not the sharp. You could call it old.
Okay, sure.
The old cheddar.
You don't like a good Parmesan every now and then?
Oh, I like a good Parm. And I love the feta.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what can go straight to hell, though.
What?
Goat cheese. I can go straight to hell.
I mean, I'll take it or leave it. That doesn't really bother me either way.
What are we going to eat? Cat cheese soon, too? Like, are we going to start milking cats and making cheese out of it?
Yeah, blue cheese could go to hell.
Blue cheese can go right to hell. Yep. You are 100. It stinks. It's just... I like a good stinky cheese is okay, but the good stinky cheese has got to taste good. It can't taste like it smells.
Right.
That's bad news.
So the specific strain of penicillin mold that they use for these cheeses, Camembert, as Chad calls it, it's going the way of the dodo. Like we said, that's two times this week we've said that going the way of the dodo.
Yeah, well,
but
things
that's
are
all
starting
because
to leave us.
That's all because the fungi can't have sex.
Yeah, they usually can. Again, it's the Hawaiian shirts.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.